Well, as we start out looking market-wise today, Brett, I know the market's talking about it on Friday. It just continued to build over the weekend. This morning, they're talking China wanting to buy U.S. corn, which to me is kind of funny because wasn't it a week and a half, 2 weeks ago that they said they were done buying corn, we're going to focus on beans?
Exactly. It's and those, you know, those of the listeners out there that know that I will have a tendency to wax sarcastic at times, particularly when you're talking about an unreliable trade partner like China is, you know, everything they say out loud almost has to be taken tongue-in-cheek and wondering if they tell us one thing so that they can do the other. And that's happened many times before. Now, I feel like I'm kind of the last guy invited to the party here. I am still waiting to officially hear the confirmation. But, you know, the way the market trades, clearly the market is building in OCOP corn sales to China. Likely it's a done deal. The market's, you know, coming off with a little bit of the edge coming off of it here. We're 5 or 6 cents, 6 cents off it. But if you look at what March corn did the last 2 days, trading days anyway, you know, we really jacked this thing higher, and it has to be with something. And now you got to deal with the way futures work is you got a segment of traders that are now they're stuck short and scrambling with each other trying to get out of the way. So it's a China news. We'll see. I hope it's the real deal. Otherwise, the market's going to obviously reverse quicker than we went up. But that's why we're trading the way we are on the corn.
Seems like the beans don't have anything to talk about when it comes to fresh news.
And they trade like it too, don't they? Really lacking direction the last little while. You know, clearly we built in the fact that the South American crops were a little bit shorter than expected. That was reiterated again on the report last week. But now the market's going, okay, that's we know that. That's why we rallied $1.80 or $1.90 a bushel. We've also, you know, reacted or responded to the fact that you've had 3 or 4 nice bean sales here the last little while to China. But again, that's, you know, now feed us some more news today. I think that, to me, the new crop, corn and beans both, if you're a hedger, I would say they've got to be thought about. March 15th, I got that note taped to right on my front of my desk here to consider doing some marketing of new crop corn by that date. Well, that's around the corner. So I'm more of a let's take advantage of whatever the rally is here in terms of trying to get busy with doing some marketing.